A populist wave inspired by former presidential candidate Bernie Sanders is pushing the California Democratic Party leftward. Led by the California Nurses Association, self-proclaimed Bernie-crats have disrupted the party's conventions, won Senate passage of a single-payer health care bill, and are being courted by 2018 candidates. Their stance contrasts with Governor Jerry Brown's philosophy of paddle a little to the left and a little to the right. Capital Public Radio's Ben Bradford asked Brown about the ascension of the left wing of the party in the second part of their interview as they were on their way back from China.
At the Democratic National Convention, for instance, people were chanting ban fracking. And it's this...
Do you know that of the 313 million people in America, there's people chanting a whole range of things?
But these were delegates.
From Hare Krishna to anti-frackers?
These were delegates. This is my question. Yeah, these were delegates for the Democratic Party that were there from the Bernie Sanders kind of coalition, these kind of Bernie-crats. My question for you is a political question about the Democratic Party, about kind of the rise of these Bernie-crats within the Democratic Party, who
these
have said...
You're mentioning, these are true facts that you're mentioning. There are these Bernie people, and there are people who oppose fracking.
Strive for that.
And there are people who support fracking. And there are people who have other ideas.
What do you think about them
this
within...
This is called democracy. We have many flowers, and we let them bloom.
These are people who say the Democratic Party is not progressive enough. Right. As a matter of fact,
some people say it's not conservative enough. And some people say it's not green enough. And some people say it's not gay enough. There are some people saying things.
Is it a problem?
If you're going to quote everybody who's saying something, we're going to have a very long interview.
That's true. I'm wondering if it's a problem for the party to have... What I personally described and got a lot of flack for as hardliners, people who say we're not going to vote.
This is a problem. This is the nature of the Democratic Party. You haven't been around that long. This is the nature of the beast. We have people who say all sorts of things.
And I'm talking to a former chair of the Democratic Party, so that's part of the reason I wanted to get your view on that.
Your view is that we have problems and very noisy, passionate people. Yes, they exist now. They will exist tomorrow.
Do you think that you need to, that you or the Democratic Party needs to convince them that, to kind of come aboard?
What is this? I think you don't understand the party. There are three elements to the Democratic Party. There is the party, the 2,500 delegates. There's the party in the legislature. And there's the party in the electorate. They're all different. And at the end of the day, the party in the legislature makes the bills. The party in the electorate ultimately determines policy. And the party who go to these conventions debate everything from the small to the very large to the outlandish. And that is their functionality.
And the party in the legislature, the Senate, just passed a bill, a single-payer bill, that does not have any pay force, that the cost estimate from the Finance Committee is $400 billion, which is more than double. And
are you telling me that?
I'm asking you, when you say...
I know that very well.
Well, you just said that these delegates who are one aspect of it, who push for these things, are separate from the legislature, but we've just seen this this bill get pushed through because of
them. But they didn't put any money in it.
What do you think of that, of them not putting any money in it?
Well, it's a lot better than spending $400 billion, I would say. I had to take my choice between zero and $400 billion. I take zero.
Is it responsible governance to pass that bill by the Senate?
I don't comment on my colleagues in the Senate.
Governor Jerry Brown talking with Capital Public Radio's Ben Bradford